Well, my question is, you know, as a 26-year-old guy, got no set track on life yet. So I'm wondering, what's the meaning of life in Adam Carolla's eyes?
Wow, this is heavy because I just got done watching Dr. Drew just tonight, and he had that guest on a show, that director who directed The Mask and a bunch of Jim Carrey movies and stuff like that, and he had like a private jet and a big house in Beverly Hills and all that kind of stuff, and he dumped it all to lead a simple life and pursue happiness, essentially. He mentioned a couple of things. One is...
Chuck Russell?
What's his name?
The director of The Mask, Chuck Russell.
Tom Shadyac. Shadyac, oh, yeah, yeah. Go. Well, maybe it was the one after The Mask.
All right,
then.
There you go.
Yeah, all right, go give me this one. Yeah, sorry. Shadyac. He did, I don't know, the next five Jim Carrey movies or something like that. I will get sort of serious for a second here and say that success and money... And the accumulation of material objects do not really bring you that much happiness. I've been wrestling with this for about the last 5 years. What happens is you get too much shit and you end up chasing your life. And it sounds weird, but what happens is you get shit going. You got a warehouse over here. You got a house over there. And your life becomes this series of... Oh, the guy who's renting your house in Hollywood called. He says he needs blah, blah, blah. And then the folks in Malibu who are renting your house, they need blah, blah, blah. And then so-and-so is trying to look. They want to show the warehouse to see some UPS wants to rent it. And before you know it, you're just kind of fielding calls on shit that you never really enjoy. It's sort of like if you had a bunch of kids and you sent them off to boarding school and you never got to hug them or kiss them or hang out with them, but you kept getting calls from their principal saying, we need money, and one of them put a cherry bomb in the toilet and the other one's failing out of history class, and you just start juggling all this shit. And even stuff like with the cars. I'll give you a very concrete example. I have a shitload of cars, and with each new car I get, I love the rest a little bit less, including the new car. And you know who loves their cars the most? The guy who has the one car. The guy that just says, and it doesn't have to be anything special. It's, you see that old dude, and he's got that step-side Ford pickup truck, and you could get him all day long on eBay for $6,000. He's out there waxing it, and he's real fucking proud of himself, and you think, what a dick. But the reality, that fucking guy's happy. He's named his car. He's named it like B.B. King named his guitar and his cock. Little known. Wow. Little known. The point is this. The sort of accumulation and the chase, that you just end up looking forward. You never really enjoy and stop. And I know it sounds cliche, but when you're a forward-moving person, you just keep thinking about the next whatever, conquest, the next car. You're living in a 5,000-square-foot house. You want a 7,000-square-foot house. You're either happy or you're not. Shit does not make you happy. Thank you. We got one guy over here. Like, yeah. I'm guessing he doesn't have much. So, any single lady, steer clear of the guy with the nachos over there. Because it's like when you go, it's not the size of the ship, it's the motion of the ocean. Some guy's like, hell yes. Hell yeah. Okay, small cock. Keep it down. Keep it down just a little bit. But they have figured out, and now obviously being destitute and not having enough money to, you know, pay your bills and keep the power on or the heat going in your apartment, condo, or small, moderate home in the valley, that obviously is a problem too. But this guy said studies have suggested the sweet spot is about $50,000 to $75,000. So you're only $40,000 away from your dream, Bob Bryan.
Nice.
And that's about it. And you know what? I got to fucking agree with him, because I went from zero my entire life to having a bunch of money and not really giving a shit about it, really just sort of chasing the next thing. And again, when you get 14 cars, it's just 14 problems now. It's just like maintenance and everything. You're not sitting there appreciating them. Although I do get drunk and go to my garage about 3 days a week. And I just go, I just get drunk and I walk down to my garage. I force myself to do it, by the way, and just stare at cars in my bathrobe. It is awesome. Petting a Persian cat. But the point is, I would say the best and most exciting time in my life is when things started happening and I bought my first BMW M3 that was used, but it was still more car than I'd ever had in my life. And now it would be my 15th most. I sold the car, as a matter of fact. Like, I didn't even like it that much anymore. So the point is, I don't know. Make $67,500 a year for the rest of your life. Be happy and be satisfied. And what you can't do is get sucked into this thing where you turn on Entertainment Tonight or all those magazine shows and you go, oh, look at Will Smith. Oh, look at his trailer. Yeah, I saw this story tonight. Will Smith's got his huge trailer with his gym in it and his sauna and his huge flat screen TV. I guarantee he's pissed off about something in that trailer right now. I guarantee he's like, this fucking jacuzzi, I had this thing set for 110, and it's 108. This is bullshit. I guarantee it. When you eat out every night and you eat at a nice restaurant every night, then that's just your reality, as opposed to going to a nice restaurant. I mean, I could remember it. I remember, you know, once a year, someone's birthday. Hey, we're going to the smokehouse. It's a big deal. Like, I look for it all fucking week long. Now I go to nice restaurants. Like, I don't enjoy myself like I used to enjoy it because it was a novelty, because it was a rarity. So do not pursue the material things in life. They won't make you happy. If you're happy, you'll still be happy with material things, but if you're not, they will not fill that void.